Scott, did you know the Broncos can actually clinch a playoff spot this week?
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's actually not that complicated. You start here with Denver, and then you boom. You got Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland's got to lose, Kansas City, Houston, win or tie here. See?
Phil, it's like the guys always say. One game at a time.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Social Media Spotlight. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by Scott Ward, our social media scoffer. And we're coming to you from the lobby where you can see our beautiful Christmas tree behind us. We're definitely into the holiday spirit here at Dove Valley, and we thought that maybe you were at home as well.
That's right, Phil. That's why we introduced this week's hashtag was Broncos Decorations. And of course, we gave preference to orange and blue decorations. Chris Cameron had a Broncos tree. We couldn't quite tell. It looked like it was a topper. Whatever it was, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
We have Gabriella Esquivel with an ornament ball. It's a Denver Broncos ornament ball and a blue and orange wreath. Anyone who comes to her house knows that she's a Broncos fan. And, of course, we had Nora Fisher with an orange and blue tree, kind of a classic take on the Broncos Christmas tree. And our old friend Andy Lindahl at 850KOA with an ornament of John Elway. Awesome.
It doesn't get any better than that. In fact, the Broncos will probably be in the holiday spirit this Sunday when they take on the Bills. And, of course, Scott, they can clinch a playoff spot. For Scott Ward, I'm Phil Milani. Thanks for watching.